Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. I hope your day is getting started off right. Hope your week got started off right yesterday on a Monday. And hopefully you're rolling right along into the rest of the week. Obviously, we got a lot to talk about, and we're going to get straight to it. 404-726-0929. The phone lines are open. We are reacting to the John Collins trade. That's right. I want to hear from you this morning. 404-726-0929. Go ahead, get on the lines. If you want to talk about John Collins, now is the time to do it. We will also do it again in about 39 minutes at 5:40. I will give you your chance as well to continue your John Collins reaction. So go ahead, call me up now. I'll give you my reactions in the meantime. 5:20 will still go around the A, though, because we still got to talk about our Bravos as they stay hot. Start streaking again, they have, as they win their third straight game against the Minnesota Twins last night. Not only did they win their third straight game last night against the Twins, but they have now won 11 of 12, and they've played 22 games in the month of June, and they've won 18 of them. Safe to say, the Braves are clicking on all cylinders, and that continued last night. So we'll get into that. We'll let you hear the highlights, and we'll let you hear some post-game audio next segment. We usually do the post-game audio this segment, the highlights and around the A, but we got to talk about John Collins. So, again, 404-726-0929 if you want to give your early morning reactions to John Collins being traded. And if you haven't heard, yes, John Collins is traded. This is not a drill. Attention, this is not a drill. John Collins has been traded by the Atlanta Hawks, reportedly. It hasn't been completely finalized yet. The team hasn't announced it, but it's coming from Adrian Wojnarowski. He says, ESPN sources, the Hawks are finalizing a trade to send forward John Collins to the Jazz for Rudy Gay and a future second-round pick. Atlanta's largely unloading Collins' 3 years, $78 million deal for some roster-building flexibility in alignment with looming changes to the salary cap. Now, I'm going to continue reading down the thread. He also says the Hawks are expected to continue to be in a deal-making mode this offseason, and ownership has given GM Landry Fields the okay to move into the luxury tax should it be necessary to improve the roster, sources says. Lastly, Woj says Rudy Gay exercised his $6.4 million option for the 2023-2024 season. His agent Sam Permit of Roc Nation Sports tells ESPN, and that cleared the way for the trade that can't be formalized until July 6th. So, this is simple to break down. As far as the John Collins trade goes, this is simple to explain. This is not about the trade. Let me make that clear. And I'll explain what I mean by that exactly. We are now seeing what they are going to do with the money that they freed up with this trade. Do they now go make another trade? Do they go make another move now and bring somebody in? Do they go trade for Pascal Siakam now that they can take on his salary? Do they go get a free agent now that they can take on his salary? Because what this trade simply was, a salary dump. They got rid of John Collins' contract, took on Rudy Gay's $6.4 million, freed up a lot of cap space so they can make moves to improve the roster. Hopefully. I say hopefully because you hope this isn't just a salary dump to dump, literally dump salary and keep it off so you stay under the luxury tax. Hopefully this isn't that move. I don't think it is, but you never know. Because there were rumors swirling around, and again, if Woj is reporting that the team has given Landry the okay to go into the luxury tax, that does make me feel better, quite honestly, about what this team is going to do and about this team moving in the direction of, okay, sticking their whole foot into the luxury tax, embracing being in the luxury tax, and making this team a lot better and getting good players, good depth around Trae Young and DeJounte Murray and the rest of the gang. But now we have to go see what they do with this salary cap space that they have opened up. We do have to see what moves are next. Because, again, this was not the first move. This was the first move. This was not the last move. There are more moves coming. How soon they come, yet to be seen. But there are, in fact, more moves coming. So, again, this trade is easy to boil down. Dumping salary, getting rid of JC's salary so they can go make more moves and hopefully bring in some more players to make this Atlanta Hawks roster better. So 404-726-0929 if you want to get into the game and if you want to let me know how you're feeling. And it looks like we got Coleman on the line. He wants to talk about the John Collins trade. Coleman, good morning to you. How you doing this morning, man? What's your thoughts on the JC trade?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic this morning. Hope you are as well. My thoughts are, I like it because he's going to go over there to Utah, and, you know, the West slightly sometimes more dominant than the East. They're going to develop him. I think the Jazz are going to develop him really well as a power forward and maybe get him a little, you know, get his shot down good. I like them as a Hawk, but I think, you know, the trade is a good one. And us getting Rudy Gay, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I like Rudy Gay too, but he's, you know, the Hawks need somebody around. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a up and down thing with me, I guess, with everybody else. They're wanting to know what the Hawks are going to do, but hopefully, you know, this goes well. But I like the move, and I'll let you go.
Coleman, I appreciate the phone call, man. You have a great rest of your day. Thanks for checking in. And, yeah, I want to say this. Shout out to JC. Shout out to John Collins because while he was here, he was the ultimate professional. We have to acknowledge that. He answered every question. He did not pout after the first rumor or after the last rumor. Just the ultimate professional. And look, John Collins is a very, very good basketball player. Let's not get that mistaken. John Collins is a very good basketball player. He just does not, and I've been saying this for a while now, he does not fit what Quinn Snyder wants to do. Quinn Snyder wants three-point shooters. John Collins can shoot threes, but he's not a three-point shooter. Are you hearing me? John Collins can shoot threes, but he's not a three-point shooter. There's a difference. So he just was no longer a system fit for the Atlanta Hawks. So that's absolutely zero shade to John Collins. He has a great skill set. He is versatile. He can shoot. He is very good in the pick and roll, athletic. Defense has improved. So John Collins, I think, is going to be very well liked in Utah. He's going to do very good things in Utah next to Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler. I think he's going to be a very good fit for what they want to do over there in Utah, but he was no longer a good fit for what we want to do here in Atlanta. Now, to touch on Como's point about Rudy Gay, don't get stuck on Rudy Gay. Do not get stuck on Rudy Gay at all. Again, that was just the piece they got to help offload the salary and, again, complete the salary dump to hopefully bring in some more good players. But I don't know if Rudy Gay is going to even get a jersey. I don't even know if they're going to make a Rudy Gay jersey. You know how Carmelo got a jersey made, but he never played? It might be one of those instances. Rudy might not even get a jersey made. Now, he may, and he may be a veteran presence. He may be a guy that comes off the bench. So that's a possibility, but trust me, Rudy Gay is not the true return of this trade. We have yet to see the true return of this trade. There's going to be a bigger move that the Hawks make, I believe. Again, if you look at Woj's tweet, he says, quote, the Hawks are expected to continue to be in a deal-making mode this offseason, and ownership has given GM Landry Fields the okay to move into the luxury tax should it be necessary to improve the roster, sources said, end quote. So more moves are coming for the betterment of the Atlanta Hawks. I don't think this is a salary dump to make sure they're just under the luxury tax and I don't think this is Tony Ressler being cheap. I think this is Tony Ressler getting Landry Fields to make a move and Landry Fields making a move to dump salary so that they can get another guy who, again, is going to eat up some of that salary but be a better fit for the Atlanta Hawks and what they want to do under Quinn Snyder. All right, 404-726-0929. We got DB on the line. DB, good morning to you. How you doing?
What's up, Dylan, man? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Let me just start off by saying, you know, we really appreciate what John Collins was able to do while he was a Atlanta Hawk. You know, he was the longest tenured Atlanta Hawk. Our success was definitely predicated on what he was able to grow into, the type of player he was able to grow into. So real appreciative of John Collins. I hope the best for him in Utah. But like you were saying, he's just not a fit in this system. Like you said, he can shoot the three. He's not a three-point shooter. He was a 20-10 guy when he was back to the basket. Now, back to the basket, he's an all-star caliber type of player.
Facts.
If he, from the inside out, he's an all-star caliber player, which I think Utah will cater more to his abilities. But, you know, it was a good salary dump for the team. But now the biggest question is what type of guys are we going for now? You know, are we going for cheaper guys to fill in the bench? Are we going for a star player or, you know, a second tier star type of player? That question is still floating in the air. I don't know which direction they're going to go with that. But I just feel like, you know, maybe it's time just to lean on the younger guys. You know, the Jalen Johnsons and the A.J. Griffins, you know. Give those guys a little bit more playing time and see what they have to offer to this team. You know, I feel Jalen and A.J. are definitely better defensively. Can give you good defense. So we just have to see how that goes, I guess.
Hey, you're absolutely right, DB, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Great stuff, brother. He absolutely right. DB makes a great point. What is the next move now for the Atlanta Hawks? That is the question because, again, this was not the last move. This was only the first move. This is only the beginning of what this Atlanta Hawks roster transformation is going to go through this offseason. Now, like DB brought up, the question is, are we doing this salary dump to go get another really good, maybe even all-star caliber player to go along with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray in the starting lineup? Are we going to use the salary cap space we have acquired to fill out the bench? And maybe we throw Sadiq Bey in at the four spot and maybe let, you know, Onyeka Okongwu and Clint Capela be on the court at the same time? Are we going to go get another power forward who's more of a stretch four, who is more of a three-point shooter? I think that probably is going to be the play. We go get a stretch four who is a three-point shooter, a dead-eye, a knockdown three-point shooter, more of a stretch four guy. But we'll see. It's yet to be seen. Those moves will come sooner rather than later, though. But that is the biggest question now. What are the moves for after this move? What is the trickle-down effect? What's the domino effect? And DB makes a good point as well. Probably this is, at least to start the season, we probably are going to lean into the younger guys a little bit more. Jalen is probably going to get some more minutes. Now, again, I don't know. I'm not sure what Landry and Quinn Snyder have up their sleeve and the rest of the front office, Kyle Korver as well. Again, I'm not sure if they're going to go after an all-star caliber player, just try to fill out the bench, maybe get one other starter who's a solid starter. I'm not sure what the play is now. But they could lean into the other guys. They could just go with Saddiq at the four and just go with a little bit smaller of a lineup, but we know how Saddiq can stretch the floor. And his versatility, he can play the four. Now, he'd be an undersized four, but he could play the four. I don't think they'll stick with Saddiq at the four. I think they more so like him in the in a backup three role, or, you know, there's rumors floating around that they could trade DeAndre Hunter, and Saddiq could be maybe the three of the future, at least for the near future. So there's a lot of moves still yet to come. This is only the beginning, y'all. And this is why the NBA offseason can be so much fun. We get into the thick of it now. Draft is over. Free agency coming up. We getting into the thick of it. It's going to be more trades, more signings. And now with the Atlanta Hawks freeing up some cap space, they're going to be in the mix. So what moves do you think are coming up next after this John Collins trade? Do they go trade for another all-star slash really good player to go with Trae Young, DeJounte Murray? Do they fill their bench, get some depth? What do they do? Let me know. You can get back in the game in about 30 minutes, 540, so 25 minutes, 540. We'll take calls again and let you keep giving your reaction to John Collins being traded yesterday. But when we come back, about 5 minutes, we got to go around the A. Got to let you hear the highlights from the Braves getting their third straight win again. Now I've won 11 out of 12. And out of the 22 games they played this month, they won 18. The Braves are hot with a capital H. We'll let you hear the highlights and some post-game sound. When we come back, it's Around the A right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Good Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. A lot to talk about this morning. We will get back into reacting to John Collins being traded. Spent the entire first segment on it. Let you react to it as well. I will continue to let you give your reactions in about, give me 17 minutes, and we'll get back into it. We'll chop it up about the Atlanta Hawks. What's next for the Atlanta Hawks after this John Collins move? Trust me, all I can say is more moves are coming. Hopefully they are big moves as well. I think they will be. According to the streets, according to reports, big moves should be coming for the Atlanta Hawks, and they are trying to get better. Wasn't just a salary dump just to be able to stay under the luxury tax. I think Tony Ressler is understanding that he needs to go ahead and accept the fact that he's going to have to be in the luxury tax, and I think he's willing to go ahead and stick his whole foot in the luxury tax and do what he has to do to make this Atlanta Hawks team a true contender. But we'll get back into it here again in about 16 minutes. So we'll talk more about that at 5:40. We'll take your calls as well. But for now, we got to talk about them Braves because they stay hot. We'll let you hear the highlights, some post-game sound. Let's go ahead and get to it. Let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
4-1 winners last night. Our Bravos were improved to 51-27. Let's first start with the highlights. So things didn't start out great for Spencer Strider, but he only gave up the one home run to Joey Gallo in the top of the second inning. But after that, he completely locked in, and the offense came back firing as well. So top of the second, Joey Gallo hits the home run. Nothing really to report after that until we get to the bottom of the fourth inning. Austin Riley singles to center. Matt Olson singles to right. So now we have runners at the corners with one out. Travis d'Arnaud hits a ground ball, but guess what? He legs it out.
Now Travis d'Arnaud. Could be two. Slow hit, though. Get down there, Travis. Yep, beat it out. Didn't matter. It gets by Kirilloff. Riley scores. Ball game tie.
Travis d'Arnaud putting the hustle on, putting the afterburners on. I see you, Travis. Avoids hitting into the inning-ending double play. Because, again, remember, runners at the corners with one out. Travis d'Arnaud hits a ground ball. They try to turn two on him, but he legs it out. And he ties things up for the Braves 1-1. We move all the way to the bottom of the seventh inning. That's when the Braves turned out the lights. First up, it was Marcell Ozuna going mammo.
Ozuna gets into one. Gone! Braves have the lead.
Marcell Ozuna getting into one 408 feet to right center field. And he gave the Braves the only run they needed to win this ball game. But just for a little insurance, Ronald Acuña Jr. said, I'm still on my 40-40 track. Really, it's like 40-60, but he adds on to his home run total as well.
Acuña to left center field. Kiss that baby goodbye. 4-1.
Two-run shot for Ronald Acuña Jr., the MVP. Getting himself another home run last night. He got all of that one, too. 432 feet. That was a two-run shot. Michael Harris's second before Ronald Acuña Jr. got on, reached on an infield single. So 4-1 would be the final score. That would be the rest of the scoring for the night. As I told you, Spencer Strider, after he gave up the one home run, completely locked in. He finished the game going seven innings, only giving up three hits, the one run, which was the home run, only two walks, and how about 10 of them Ks? He had that thing on him last night. Spencer Strider dealing big, and he was wheeling and dealing last night. First couple of strikeouts, came on the off-speed pitch. Then the last few, he was just throwing them by him and getting them with the fastball. Colin McHugh, really the whole entire Braves bullpen, did a good job. Colin McHugh, two-thirds innings, only gave up two hits, nothing after that. Ben Heller came in and got a big out as well. Kirby Yates, good story for Kirby Yates, getting his first ever save as a Brave, as A.J. Minter, Raisel Iglesias, they all were getting the night off after a hard-fought series win against Cincinnati. So those were the highlights. Let's get to some post-game audio now as well. Let's start with hearing from the skipper. And first, let's hear him talk about Spencer Strider's outing. Because, again, Spencer Strider, up until, take away the last two starts where he actually has been really good, those last three starts before these past two starts, he was struggling. He was going through a little bit of a rough patch. Had three back-to-back-to-back rough starts. Now he's gotten out of that. After those rough three starts, has now put two solid starts together back-to-back. And looks like he's out of that funk. And Brian Snicker talks a little about that and how he looked last night.
Really good. No, I thought his last two been really, really, really good. And tonight I thought he was probably in one of those modes and rhythm where he could have pitched all night.
There he is. And the way he was going, it looked like he could have pitched all night for sure. So Spencer Strider doing his thing. And let's hear Brian Snicker talk about Spencer Strider a little bit more, as he talked about Spencer Strider, because last night was a really clean game. Because, again, besides the home run, the Twins didn't really have much of anything. I mean, total, they had, let's go back to the chart, they only had six hits as a team. Spencer only gave up three of those. So, I mean, it was a fairly quiet game for the Twins offensively. Braves did not give the Twins much of anything all night long. And Brian Snicker really accredited that clean game to the way Spencer Strider pitched last night. So let's hear what Snicker had to say about the team playing a clean game. Really thanks to Spencer.
Spence had a lot to do with that. He kept them off their feet. The innings were clean. You know, we weren't standing around there, you know, for 30 minutes an inning. And I think that has a lot to do with playing a nice, clean game.
So a nice, clean game played by the Braves. Spencer Strider had the fastball going. Again, he had that thing on him, had the off-speed working. And it was a good night for the Atlanta Braves last night. And really, last night could have been one of those trap games. And I hate to use trap game in this sense because, believe it or not, even though the Minnesota Twins coming into last night's game was 40 and they were 40 and 39, they're now 40 and 40, they are a first place team. So, you know, you kind of get yourself in the mindset, oh, we're playing a first place team. We're playing a pretty good ball club. But I say it was a trap game because, you know, the Twins, let's just be real, they ain't on the Braves caliber, okay? They ain't as good as the Atlanta Braves. However, Brian Snicker, after the game last night, talked about the Braves don't care who they are playing. It doesn't matter. You're going to get the smoke either way it goes. They're not going to take any team lightly. They're not going to take any team for granted. They're never going to play down to competition. The Braves are going to give every single team their best. And really, Brian Snicker says that's just a testament to how professional this team is.
And how professional these guys are. But you know what? They understand that it's another first-place team, really good team that can really pitch it. And they have good athletes, and, you know, it's a strong team. But I don't think our guys ever, you know, take anybody lightly. I think they come to work every day, and they prepare. And, you know, it doesn't happen in your favor all the time, but it's not going to be from lack of preparation or effort or energy or anything like that. But like you say, that was a tough, tough weekend series, and it's really good.
Was a tough weekend series, and they come right back, and they get back to it. Get back at home, continue with the winning, and it's just lunch pail guys on the Atlanta Braves coming to work every day, getting the job done. And Spencer Strider, we talked about him. He was on his really best game last night, had everything going for him, and he revisited that rough pass last night and kind of, you know, why he went through that and, you know, how he's really gotten better because of going through that rough patch.
It's baseball. I mean, you play any game long enough, do anything long enough, you're going to have bad games. You know, the other guys get paid to hit, too. So, you know, you don't execute, you don't have confidence, you kind of let things spiral. It happens quickly. And I think, you know, I didn't do a good job of sort of catching the simple things as they were happening. And that's something you got to learn. And, you know, if I can make those little bumps in the road as small as possible through my career, then that's big. And that's where guys like Cranny and Sal and, you know, our analytics staff and Travis and Sean, that's where they're invaluable. So I give credit to them for helping get me out of it. And, you know, not to say that I'm not going to struggle again, but, you know, the goal is to go out and win and be effective. I got to be effective to do that. So, yeah.
He was effective last night. Again, 7 innings pitch, only giving up 3 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. Spencer Strider on his game, back dealing last night. And like I said, last 2 starts, he actually has been fairly good. So, Braves get the 4-1 victory. And let's hear another one from Spencer Strider, because I talked about just a few moments ago. First couple of strikeouts Spencer Strider got, first few, came off the off-speed pitch. Then the last few came off the fastball. Well, he was asked if that was intentional or not, whether that was a conscious effort to, you know, kind of use that off-speed pitch as his strikeout pitch at first and then transition it to his strikeout pitch being the fastball later on in the game. But he says, nah, that was just the flow of the game.
No, it's just how it falls. You know, we, like I said earlier, we don't really set out with any goal for usage necessarily on any pitch. So it's more so just trying to have everything at our disposal so we can go to them when we need them, when the hitters present opportunities to throw certain pitches. And, you know, it starts with getting ahead and having some amount of a game plan. And that's, like I said, we have a little dialogue in between innings usually in terms of what we're wanting to do and what we think will be effective. You know, and those conversations are more detailed when I'm able to execute more of my pitches like I was tonight. So, like I said, I give credit to Sal, Cranny, and Travis for kind of helping me through that one.
Spencer Strider says, I was just reading the hitters and I was getting them out as I saw fit. And he did just that, as Spencer Strider racks up another high strikeout game. 10 of them things last night as the Braves 4-1 winners. Let's hear one more piece of audio. This one coming from Brian Snicker, because he mentioned the offense and really was asked about the offense and, you know, just how the power keeps coming and how we continue to see guys just mash home runs left and right. And if he's kind of become numb to the fact of how many home runs this team hits, and he says, well, not really, but he's most impressed with the power numbers staying up, but the strikeouts going down.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've always hit homers, but we're not striking out like we used to. We're a better hitting team now with the power. You know, I think we're maturing as a team and still keeping the power and just really good at bats. And, you know, I love the fact that we're not striking out as much. It's a lot easier to live with this when you're not striking out all the time.
Most definitely. And that's going to be big. That's going to be huge for when the Braves get to the postseason. I know we're looking ahead here. There's still a lot of season to go, and I'm not taking the rest of the season for granted. But that's going to be huge when the Braves get to the postseason. Putting the ball in play in the postseason is so important because you have no idea how much you are bailing out pitchers. Well, you should know if you watch baseball. When you are striking out, you are bailing out a pitcher so much. I mean, you have runners on the corners with one out, and you could just hit a sacrifice fly and score a run. You get a strikeout, now that's gone. But you put the ball in play, you could get a run. Putting the ball in play in those type of situations, again, manufacturing runs, how we talked about yesterday, so important in baseball, especially when you get to the postseason, everything tightens up, and those home runs aren't coming as frequent as they were in the regular season. So that is going to be huge. And if the Braves can continue to keep their strikeout numbers down, continue to get the ball in play, continue to get productive outs, that's going to be huge for them, not only now to keep winning and keep up this pace, but also to win in the postseason. But the Braves, 4-1 winners last night over the Minnesota Twins. They will continue their series tonight against the Twins, and it's going to be Bryce Elder taking on Joe Ryan, I believe, is the starting pitcher for the Twins tonight. I will confirm before we go to break here. First pitch, I can tell you, is at 7:20. And yes, it is Bryce Elder versus Joe Ryan. So we will see if the Braves can go ahead and clinch that series win, another series win tonight. But when we get back, got to go back to the Hawks. How you feeling? John Collins, it's finally happened. He has finally been traded. We'll get more into it, and we'll take your reactions on the other side. 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game and give me your reaction to John Collins being traded. Again, the number 404-726-0929. Hit me up. Call me up. We'll talk about John Collins being traded when we come back. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. I didn't do this at the top of the show, so I got to do it now. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing. We had so much going on this morning, I forgot to give all my peeps a shout out. Shout out to you if you're already at work, clocked in early, or on your way to work to clock in early. Appreciate you listening. Even if you're in the bed, just chilling out, vibing in the bed. Maybe you got the day off and you're just up early for some reason. Or if you're just trying to wake up, find that motivation to get out the bed, get up. You don't want to be running late, so go ahead, get up. But anyway, you're listening, I appreciate you. You can go ahead and get in the game right now, 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about John Collins being traded to the Utah Jazz? Again, if you have not heard, bombshell happened yesterday. Adrian Wojnarowski reported that the Hawks are finalizing a trade to send John Collins to the Jazz for Rudy Gay and a future second-round pick, Atlanta. With this move is largely unloading Collins' three-year, $78 million deal and for some roster-building flexibility in alignment with looming changes to the salary cap. So, again, this trade really easy to explain. They're dumping John Collins' salary so they can hopefully bring in some more players, either fill in their depth on their bench, or so they can get in, bring in another maybe really good to all-star caliber type player.
So we had a very productive meeting today. And remember before the meeting, I was like, you know what? I was like, what do you think you're going to lead the show with? You're like, I don't know. You were talking about some Braves. I'm like, I'm like, unless something crazy happens, right?
Right.
As soon as we in the meeting, this happens. But
yes.
What if you had a list, maybe one, two, three players that come to mind, who do you think the Hawks should go for now that they have this space freed up?
I definitely have to put Pascal Siakam at the top of the list just because the versatility he brings defensively, his length, his size. You can be that stretch four, knock down threes. He can go get you a bucket. He's like Trae Young and DeJounte Murray in that sense where you can just give him the ball and say, hey, go get me a bucket and go get you a bucket. The only thing that worries me about Pascal Siakam is that, you know, the reports are that wherever he gets traded to, if he does get traded, he doesn't want to sign there. He might not want to re-sign there, probably won't want to re-sign there. And it'll kind of just be a one-year rental type deal. And obviously don't want that. Now, things can change within a year. You never know. So I would like to get him to at least see. But that is the only thing that kind of worries me. And as far as some other players go, I have to honestly look and see who's out there. I got to look at free agents now because that could be there are some targets out there. Chris Middleton is, I think, too rich for the Atlanta Hawks. I don't think he would be a guy that's in the Hawks' wheelhouse. I think he wants a little too much money. So that's a good question. I got to go look and see who's out there for the Atlanta Hawks to now go get via trade or, you know, maybe via free agency. So we'll have to look at that, and we'll definitely talk about that probably tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So stay tuned, and we'll get to that tomorrow, and I'll give you some more names as I do a little research and do a little digging. But before we talk to the morning shift, I do want to head on the line and gives people a couple of chances to react to this John Collins trade. 404-726-0929 is the number to call real quick. 404-726-0929 if you want to react right now to the John Collins trade. And my guy Larry is on the line. Larry, good morning to you, brother man. How you feeling?
Good morning, sir. Dylan. I'm doing good this morning. Everything is going right. I'm rolling in the truck to Marietta as usual.
But, yes, sir.
I don't think that the trade is, I mean, as far as the salary part, I agree that it'd probably be good for the Hawks, but I don't see that it would move the stick as far as play and team effect. I think that we're still the same team with Mr. Gay, unfortunately, as we were, you know, with him, and I don't think that we've improved ourselves yet. They may have something else in the works that we obviously don't know about, but so far what they've done I don't think makes any difference right now. So that's my thought on it. You know I'm out here, so holla at me.
Hey, I appreciate you. That's my guy Larry in the truck, always moving the goods from state to state and city to city around the state of Georgia and across state lines as well. So shout out to my guy Larry in the truck. Very loyal listener to 929 The Game. He's that dude. But Larry, I understand definitely what you are saying. I can almost reassure you, now I can't guarantee, I'm not a part of the Atlanta Hawks organization, but I can almost guarantee you that Rudy Gay may be a part of this team. He may be a bench piece, but trust me, he was not the actual move. Rudy Gay is not the centerpiece around the John Collins trade. Now, I know he was a part of the John Collins trade, so when I say that, I mean there is definitely a bigger move coming. They traded John Collins for Rudy Gay so they could complete the salary dump because Rudy Gay is only making $6.4 million this year because he did accept his player option. He did opt into his player option. So he's only making $6.4 million. So they got rid of John Collins' salary, big salary, took on Rudy Gay's smaller salary to give themselves room again to either go out, fill up their bench, hopefully go out and get themselves another very good starter to maybe all-star caliber player. We'll see. So there definitely is another move coming. I can almost assure you of that. This was only the first move. This was the first domino to fall, not the last. So don't get too stuck on Rudy Gay is basically what I'm telling you. he might not even play for the team. We'll see. Maybe he does, and I'm not trying to throw any shade or be disrespectful to Rudy Gay. He's a solid player. He could be a solid bench player for us. He can still get himself a bucket at 38 years old, I believe he is. But he is not the end game. Trust me, he's not. That is still to come. So we'll see what the Atlanta Hawks do. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. I'll give you some names on who the Hawks potentially should go after, could have their eye on as well. But when we come back, we got to talk to the morning shift, see how they're feeling about all the news that went down yesterday. Tiffany Blackman, Rob Tribble filling in for Bo Morgan this week, and Mike Johnson as well. We'll catch up with them, see how they're feeling on a Tuesday, get their initial thoughts on John Collins, and they'll, of course, be reacting to it all day long. We'll see what they got coming up on the rest of the show. That's next as we close out the Hometown Take right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.